Shall we start up again?
Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Why not? Last technical paper of the day. Borrowing costs, paper nine. Take it away.
Okay, thank you. So we'll talk about paper number nine now, and that concerns an issue with borrowing cost, IS 23. We received a submission. The submitter described a specific scenario where they noted that funds were borrowed specifically in order to finance the construction of a qualifying asset. Subsequent to that, the construction of the qualifying asset has now been completed, and the funds of the borrowing is still outstanding and has not been repaid. And the submitter has raised a question as to the submitter also, in the fact pattern, the submitter also has other qualifying assets that are currently undergoing development. And those qualifying assets have been funded from the general borrowing pool, so there's no specific borrowings against them. And the submitter has questioned whether these borrowings that were initially borrowed for that specific qualifying asset should be included within the general borrowing pool when an entity is trying to determine what capitalization rate it should apply to those other qualifying assets, because those have been funded from the general pool. And the submitter noted that there are generally two views that are applied in practice. One is a view that judgment is required in this area, and it really depends on the nature of the borrowing and facts and circumstances. And the second view that has been identified is that the specific borrowing must be transferred to the general borrowing pool. So those two views have been described in paragraph 14 to 17 of our staff paper. Again, we conducted outreach on this issue, and we noted, all the respondents pretty much noted, there is diversity in practice in this area, with some taking a view of judgment should be required and others taking a view that the specific borrowing should be transferred to the general borrowing pool. So we went out and did our analysis of this issue, and that's laid out in paragraph 30 to 43 of the staff paper. We noted that a qualifying asset is defined as one that takes a substantial period of time to get ready for its intended use. And once an asset has been constructed, it does not appear to meet that definition of a qualifying asset anymore. So that was the first thing we looked at. Then we looked at paragraph 14, which basically talks about the methodology that you should apply when you determine the capitalization rate. So it says, to the extent something is funded out of general borrowings, you must apply a capitalization rate to the expenditures on that asset. Of course, I paraphrase. And then it goes on to say the capitalization rate is determined as the weighted average of all borrowings of an entity other than those made specifically to obtain a qualifying asset. So when you look at the wordings in paragraph 14, it basically says you must include, when you're determining the capitalization rate, you must include all the borrowings of the entity other than borrowing made specifically to obtain a qualifying asset. And to the extent construction has been completed and an asset no longer meets the definition of a qualifying asset, we, in our view, we think it cannot be excluded, and therefore we would be more supportive of view two, which says that the specific borrowing must be transferred to the general borrowing pool. We'd also like to draw your attention to a similar issue that was discussed in 2009 by both the IFRIC and the board. And that issue concerned where funds were borrowed to finance an asset, a specific asset, but that asset was not a qualifying asset. It was just a specific borrowing related to an asset. And in that, the ISB in their discussions noted that paragraph 14 was clear, and it required that specific borrowing to be included in the general borrowing pool. And when the IFRIC discussed that issue, they noted that judgment was required in that area. But the ISB did not put through an annual improvement, noting that the wordings were clear in the standard. So again, our analysis leads us to believe that the wording is clear and no further guidance is required, and therefore we should not take this onto the agenda. We have drafted tentative agenda wordings for you to consider as well, and we would like your views on this issue.
Comments? Staff recommendation is that you transfer it to the general borrowing pool. Andrew?
I agree with the staff analysis that we've got a published view to that effect, so I can't really disagree with it. I am just struck, though, by the different tack we propose to take with this agenda decision to the very similar sounding issue back in 2009. Maybe that just reflects a change in the modus operandi of this committee and is entirely appropriate. But if back in 2009 we said, this is application guidance, it's a matter of judgment, and now we're giving a very definitive answer. I'd like to understand why we're taking those different approaches.
Let me turn the question around on you. If we say it's a matter of judgment, judgment about what? What factors would lead you to believe that you don't put this back in the general borrowings pool? That's the thing that I found frustrating about some of the comments that the staff got back. We said, well, you've got to exercise judgment. Okay. But about what?
Well, it's a very good question. I think the 09 decision was just cross-referring to paragraph 11 of IS 23, which itself acknowledges the need for judgment and, I'm going to use the wrong phrase, but sort of computational practicalities, if you like, to avoid a sort of artificial degree of precision. So I think that's the context for the use of judgment.
Bruce?
I agree with the analysis, and I agree with the conclusion. I don't necessarily agree that we should do this through an agenda decision, though. I mean, my only concern was when I read through the outreach that was done, there seems to be a mass of different views out there at the moment on how to apply this. This is not new. I mean, this has been around for a long time. And the fact that when the outreach was done, there is such divergence in practice from what I read, I don't think we should just put this aside in an agenda decision. I think if we think this is unclear, I think we could do this through an improvement, and I think we could make it clear in the standards to what should be done. So I agree with this conclusion. I just think we should maybe take a step further.
Bob?
I guess I'm on the other side. I didn't agree with the staff analysis. I thought there should be judgment. I thought there's a principle here that it's the borrowing cost that could have been avoided if the expenditure had not been made. Let me start back. You know, as I think about an example, I think about I borrowed specifically to construct a building for my own use. My debt is collateralized by that building. I can't repay that debt, or there's a significant penalty to repay that debt. The debt is dependent on the collateral in the building. I think that's a situation where, yeah, that asset has been completed, but I just don't see where, meeting that principle, that there's borrowing costs that I could avoided for, you know, when I'm looking at qualifying asset number two now, I just don't think that this borrowing is part of the general population that has interest that could have been avoided if I didn't go and start to build qualifying asset number two.
Would that change the calculation, though, unless this were, for example, the only debt? If everything else was 100% equity financed, then I guess that would be a situation. Or when there was a radical difference.
Radical difference in the rates.
Mentions that, a radical difference in interest rates.
Yes.
But absent those cases, was it really change?
Not in result, it shouldn't change much.
John?
I mean, I don't think IAS 23 is actually that clear, because paragraph 14 does say that the capitalization rate should be the weighted average of the borrowing costs applicable to the borrowings of the entity that are outstanding during the period, other than borrowings made specifically for the purpose of obtaining a qualifying asset. So that seems to me to be a reference to the, or could be read as a reference to the historical purpose of the borrowings. So borrowings that were made specifically for the purpose of obtaining qualifying assets are always sort of excluded from the borrowings that determine the capitalization rate. I think you could read it that way. I mean, I don't object to the the conclusion that the staff had, but I'm not sure an agenda decision is the appropriate way to. To me, it seems like there is an arguable case under the standard for the alternative view.
In which case, you'd address it through an annual improvement.
Tony, and then Mikhail.
I was comfortable with where the staff have got to. I just wondered, picking up Andrew's point about why we're approaching it differently. I guess one of the things that the committee has been criticised for is agenda decisions that don't say very much. And therefore, I think, and even thinking back to the one that we talked about earlier on today, where we said, well, this agenda decision doesn't say very much, we ought to be a bit clearer. I think if the majority of the committee agree with where the staff has got to, I think I wouldn't be troubled doing this through an agenda decision. So I think my sense is I agree with the staff's analysis. I think it's the right answer. I wouldn't object to an agenda decision, but I probably wouldn't object to doing it another way either, coming up with the same answer.
Yeah.
Yes, I do not agree, Dan. I think the view number one is the correct one, so to speak, and I think that is based on why do we have the exception from the beginning. I mean, why not all the time have general funds and have the same calculation all the time? I guess that is due to the fact that you can have specific funding for specific assets, and that could be a country with exchange control, or it can be subsidized from organizations or authorities or whatever. I mean, there are a number of reasons why that could occur. And by that, I think you should use judgment in if that should belong or not belong to the general funds.
Let me ask you the same question. How would I exercise that judgment?
Yeah, I think Robert had a good example, but as I said, exchange controls in a country, for instance, that I cannot utilize this funds in another place where you could have significantly higher interest costs than, as an example.
Reinhardt?
My comments views are very similar to those of Bob's, in that although I certainly understand the staff's analysis, I wouldn't dismiss view A for the reasons Bob indicated. I think, in addition to what John said, you know, the IS-23 defines what is a qualifying asset, but it doesn't say when it's not qualifying. So, to the point as to, you know, reading the specific words in paragraph 14, those borrowings were made specifically for purposes of obtaining that qualifying asset, then, as I say, I'm not sure one could come to the clear conclusion that it now is part of the general borrowing pool. And I go back to, you know, to your question, Wayne, if there's judgment, where's the judgment to be applied? It's really in terms of that principle in paragraph 10 as to whether you could have avoided that. You could have avoided the interest cost by repaying the debt. And the particular fact pattern that submitter provided, I don't think the entity could have repaid the debt. So then, if they couldn't have avoided the interest, then why is it being considered for capitalization? So as I say, I would be in the camp of it not being clear that it goes into the borrowing pool. Having said that, I think, as you point out, unless there's a significant difference in the borrowing costs, it probably doesn't make a difference as to which view you take. But all in all, given that my own personal view is that it's not clear, I would be more in favor of an annual improvement than an agenda decision.
I assume, even in Bob's case, though, I
not just because we have a couple of minutes, you could repay other debt. You might not be able to repay this debt, but you could repay other debt, which would suggest that a broader view of what can and can't be avoided. Martin?
I'm pretty much with the staff. However, according to my mind, within the wording, it should be made absolutely clear that we are not talking about countries where we have capital restrictions. I believe, in general, if you have a central treasury function, then you could allocate money wherever you like. However, if you are in countries like, don't know, Venezuela, India, or what else, where you have specific restrictions, you could not calculate a weighted average borrowing rate or so for your overall group, included these funds you have raised specifically for a specific purpose, because you could not shift that money to the remaining group. And on the other hand, if you issue a bond because you expect a huge M&A transaction, and then that M&A transaction does not appear, and with bad luck you have done it in a higher interest rate phase, and this bond is longer lasting, 2 or 3 years, that's bad luck. And that's the same if you overfund, so to say, certain investment projects with specifically dedicated funds or bonds. So again, I agree with the staff. However, it should be made a little bit more clear that there should be free fluctuation.
Carl and Bob, and then we'll go to the phones. Carl?
I pretty much agree with staff's analysis and the proposed wording, even though I recognize it demands a strong effort of logic to find this solution. It's not straightforward. It demands a bit effort of logic to find it, but I'm comfortable, like Tony, I'm comfortable with this direction.
Bob?
One thing I'm curious about is how far does the staff analysis go? Are we, in a sense, saying that there are only two types of debt, that debt that is specific to a current qualifying asset, and then everything else must be general, and there is no judgment, it must be included, because it does have some ramifications. So for example, you know, debt that would never been part of a qualifying asset, do you say that always must be general, and think about demand deposits at a bank? Are we, because I don't know right now, I don't believe right now that all demand deposits are considered general debt with respect to IS-23. And are we saying that?
I guess the way we read paragraph 14 was to say that all borrowings of the entities, other than those that are incurred for a qualifying asset, must be included as general debt. It may not have a material impact, as Wayne pointed out, but we read it as saying it should be. And even when you read the differences in the basis of conclusion between US GAAP and IS 23, and we pointed that out in paragraph 41. So US GAAP actually allowed judgment in determining which borrowings you actually use, and we know that is one of the differences in saying that IS 23 permits some flexibility, but it requires an entity to use all outstanding borrowings other than those made to obtain a qualifying asset. So given that we actually know that is a specific difference between US GAAP, and US GAAP allows judgment to be used in borrowings, we view that as being pretty clear that all borrowing should be in there.
Am I allowed to play devil's advocate and ask a subsequent question? Do we are at the same side that if we assume that a bond is hedged via the derivative in hedge accounting, that we apply, the interest rate, the effective interest rate out of the hedging?
We have not specifically
considered that. So that could be another issue, but with regard to borrowing costs. But I would have assumed if, yeah.
Okay. Fei Long, anything to add on this one? Fei Long may not be with us. Bonnie, anything to add?
Yeah, I do. I don't agree with the staff analysis. I think I have a similar view to Bob in that to me the nature of the debt shouldn't change regardless of the point in time that you're looking at it. So if you have some specific debt incurred for either a building, specific assets within a plant, or for other very specific purposes, and that's contained within the agreement itself, in other words, it can't be used for anything other than those assets, then it seems odd to me that you would, at some point in time, once that asset is completed, move it to a general pool. And I can foresee that there would be situations where the interest rate would be different. For instance, in a country in Latin America, we have some below market rate loans for specific assets, and we have different loans for those specific assets to be built. So you could get to a different answer. There's some government grant accounting in there as well, which I'll leave out. So I have, I guess, a conceptual issue with the staff analysis and being so rigorous in the view and how to interpret IS 23. To me, the judgment should be applied depending on the specific facts and circumstances of the loan agreements themselves and whether or not they're restricted to specific qualifying assets.
Okay, it's a simple call,
but I'm not sure what the majority view is. We just had Bonnie say that she disagrees with the staff recommendation. How many disagree with the staff recommendation or agree with Bonnie? Okay, how many support the staff recommendation? That's a clear majority. Okay.
Sorry, I support it, but I think it should be done straight
now. That was going to be the second half. Just wanted to make sure I knew what we were doing first. Then the question is, do you do it through an annual improvement or an agenda decision? How many for an annual improvement? Bonnie, annual improvement or an agenda decision?
That's tough because I disagree.
yeah, but you get to vote twice this way.
To me, if we're going to clarify, it should be part of the annual improvements, not through an agenda decision, because I don't think it's clear.
Okay, how many?
Notwithstanding the fact that I, you know,
disagree,
but yeah.
How many did that give us for annual improvement?
I think you need to show hands here because the ones who didn't vote, I think most didn't vote on the second one.
Yeah.
So I saw about six.
Yeah. Okay, one more show of hands. Those who would do it through an agenda decision. So that means an annual improvement. Okay?